My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Are you new to the world of content creation and you want to break out? Are you trying to add content creation as an additional stream of income to provide for yourself or your family? Maybe you've heard about the booming creator economy and you want your own slice of the pie. Well, if so, you're in the right place. I've been a content creator for over a decade. I built over 100,000 followers on multiple platforms and built multiple six-figure businesses based primarily off of my content creation. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you my 8 biggest mistakes that new content creators are making that are preventing them from growing and earning an income from their content. First and foremost, I think one of the biggest mistakes that no one is really talking about in the industry of content creation, and this one might surprise you, is you're not building an email list. Any large content creator who has turned their content creation into a successful business or is consistently earning an income without stressing from month to month about creating more and more content, they will tell you that they have an email list, or they'll tell you that they wish they would have started building their email list sooner. And I know you might be thinking, but Brock, I want to get into content creation. I want followers. Email is outdated. Who even opens their email nowadays? I just want a bunch of followers who are watching and commenting on my videos. And I hear you, and that's awesome, and that's something we're going to talk about in the rest of the mistakes that we're making. But you also need to be building an email list. And the reason why is that you own your email list, but you don't own your followers. And sure, you could also replace the word email with contact or phone number list. You just need a way to contact and get a hold of your followers offline. Because ultimately, platforms get banned, accounts get hacked, algorithms change, and suddenly this massive following that you've built was all for nothing because you have no way of getting their attention or for them to even see your content. But when you build an email list or a contact list or a phone list, you now have a direct line of communication with them that you own. You can choose when to message them. You can choose when they see your content. You can choose how often, how frequently, and what it is that you're saying to them. You're not constrained to only one kind of content. You can send them videos, photos, text, links, whatever you want, because it's email. You have that freedom and flexibility. And also, your email list aids you in your content creation because you are able to promote your content to your email list, thus increasing the odds that your followers are actually going to see what you post. We've done past episodes of this podcast about building an email list, what are the best tools to use, and how should you go about that. I'll link that below this episode. So I highly recommend learning a little bit more about email list if you haven't already. But first of all, let's finish out this episode of the biggest mistakes that new content creators are making, and then make sure that you spend some time learning about and growing your email list. The second mistake that I see a lot of content creators making is they're spreading themselves really thin. While I think it might be a problem or a challenge if you only post on one platform, it's an even greater problem or challenge if you're trying to post on every platform. You don't need to be on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok and Threads and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn all at the same time. Instead, I recommend picking one or two platforms to focus in. And which platform should you choose is really up to you. There are different criteria or different factors that might play a role in which platform you choose. But the most important factor of all is what unique skill set do you have? Because in all honesty, every audience can be found on every platform. There are plenty of people over the age of 65 on TikTok. There are plenty of people under the age of 25 on Facebook. And I know if you fall into either of those categories, you might try to argue with me with what I just said, but I promise you, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in every demographic category on pretty much every platform. And even though some platforms are more engaged than others, some platforms might offer easier growth opportunities than others, ultimately, you can still have success on pretty much any platform. Even if you're just getting started in 2023 or 2024 on one of these platforms, you might feel behind, you might feel like it's too late to grow, but I can promise you, it's not. Thousands of our club members are still growing their Instagram following. People are transitioning what they learn onto TikTok and YouTube and growing their following or subscriber base there as well. But like I said, the biggest factor in determining which platform is right for you should be you and your own skill set. Know yourself. Are you someone who hates going on camera, but you love having long, lengthy, in-depth conversations with people. Well, then maybe podcasting would be right for you, but TikTok or Instagram might not be the best fit. Maybe you're someone who is great at graphic design. Well, in that case, maybe TikTok or YouTube isn't right for you, but Instagram or Pinterest are going to be ideal. Maybe you're someone who is really great at copyright and you love creative writing. Well, then maybe Threads or LinkedIn or Twitter are going to be a better suit for you and your skill set than podcasting or Instagram. Eventually, over time, as you build systems and as you build a base of your content, you'll be able to post on more diverse platforms. And eventually, you'll be able to show up everywhere and it won't be that hard. But when you're just getting started, pick one or two platforms. And the nice thing about social media nowadays is so many of them have overlapping kinds of content. So pick one or two platforms, post on those one or two platforms until you get your feet under you and you can actually start to see results. Mistake number three that I see content creators making is not niching down enough. Now, when you're first getting started, you don't have to know your niche in order to get started. You can oftentimes get started, experiment with different things, post about different topics until you find what you truly love. But what I will tell you is it will be significantly harder to grow your following without a niche. It will be significantly harder to improve the quality of your content and start either creating UGC content or getting brand deals without a clearly defined niche. And if you are someone who is vehemently opposed to niching down and you want to be your own niche and you hate the idea of backing yourself into a corner and only talking about one thing, then what I'm going to tell you is, first and foremost, like I've already said, it's likely going to be tougher to grow without one. But if you are just absolutely opposed to niching down, then you yourself are going to have to be so unique and so original and so out there that you are able to grab people's attention, hook them in, and grow your following without niching down. Ultimately, that is how you would become your niche. But in order to become your niche, as some people say, you have to be super unique. You have to be super original. We live in a day and age where literally everyone and their mom and their grandma is posting on social media. And so by simply documenting your life or talking about the things you like, you're likely not going to stand out very much. If you want to stand out and grow your following, if you want to increase your engagement and become a successful content creator, then you better be pretty out there, pretty unique, or else it's going to be pretty tough to grow. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. If you want to increase your engagement and become a successful content creator, then you better be pretty out there, pretty unique, or else it's going to be pretty tough to grow. Speaking of brand deals, UGC, and maybe even your own offers or products that you have to sell, the fourth biggest mistake that I see new content creators making is trying to sell too soon. Now, I don't necessarily believe that you need 10,000 or 100,000 or a million followers before you start selling and promoting on social media. But when you're first getting started, at least in those first few months when you still only have maybe a couple hundred followers, if you're constantly selling and constantly promoting, especially if you're doing it the wrong way, it might be a turnoff to the new followers that you do have. What I will say is this: if you are going to do brand deals, if you are going to do promotions or offers in those early stages, make sure they are super aligned with you and your niche. More than just selling is selling out. And I think a lot of new content creators are in such a rush to make money that they end up partnering with brands that don't really relate to their niche, or they end up doing promotions in exchange for free products and they don't even really love the product, or they haven't really used it. It's just not authentic. It doesn't resonate with their audience and it's not relatable to their niche or to their content. And it kind of drives a wedge between you and the few followers that you do have in those early stages. So you can sell, especially if you're doing it in an authentic and an organic way, but what I would not recommend is becoming a sellout. Mistake number 5 that I see new content creators making is inconsistency. And I understand that it's challenging early on. You don't have months or years of content to pull from. You don't have a huge following or a ton of engagement yet. So it's not like there's this active community that you're super excited to engage with on a daily basis. It can be tough. And especially early on, it's going to be tough. But I want you to embrace the suck. Enter into the pain cave, so to speak. And just basically realize that for the first 3 to 6 to 12 months even, it's going to be uphill sledding. It's not going to be easy. Staying consistent is how you get through it though. If you are inconsistent, if you are not posting regularly, and of course there are different levels of consistency for each person and for each platform, but if you're not staying consistent, then you're never going to get to the other side. You're never going to break through. You're never going to reach the top of the mountain, so to speak, and actually be in a place where you have followers and you have engagement and you have past content to pull from. You're constantly going to be in a place of feeling like you're 2 steps behind. So even if the engagement is trash, even if the views are in the tank, just keep posting, just keep posting, just keep posting, stay consistent. Mistake number 6 that I see new content creators making, and this one, it pains me, is comparing themselves to others. Now, you can follow other people for ideas. You can consume other people's content for inspiration or to learn, hey, why did this hook grab my attention? Why was this video so successful, but this other video wasn't? But as soon as you start comparing, as soon as you start looking at the number of views or likes or growth or the amount of money that they say they're making or the lifestyle that they're living, you have to either mute that person or unfollow them. Comparison is the thief of joy. It's cliche to say it, but it's cliche because it's true. Stop comparing yourself to others. Imagine if you were driving a car and the entire time you were just looking in the other lanes. You're gonna crash. Instead, focus on your lane. Stay in your lane. That's how you're gonna have success. Focus on your own content and improving that rather than constantly comparing and contrasting yourself against everyone else. Speaking of learning and improving on your content, one of the other really big mistakes, mistake number 7 that I see new content creators making, is not learning from their own content, not critiquing and improving on their own content. Yes, in many ways, social media is a numbers game. Yes, in many ways, the more you post, the more you will grow, and it is oftentimes a matter of quantity when it comes to reaching new people or going viral. But a big asterisk there is if you're putting out a bunch of crap, if you are just cranking up the volume in terms of how much you're putting out and how frequently you're posting and the quantity of your posts, but the quality isn't there, well, then you're likely never going to have success. Oftentimes, I talk about the more you post, the more you grow. And when I say that, it's because as you are posting more and as you are increasing that quantity, you're going to learn, hopefully. You're going to practice, hopefully. You're going to refine your skills and improve on your content so that each subsequent post gets 1% better and 1% better and 1% better. If you post one time per day and you only get 1% better with each of those posts, you're going to be 365% better by the end of the year. Imagine whatever you create right now times 365%. That's a lot better of a post. So instead of trying to, you know, hit a home run every single time, just ask yourself, what can I do a little bit better? Could my lighting be improved? Could my audio be improved? Could my editing be improved? Could my hook be a little bit more powerful? Could my call to action be more direct? Could I have explained this sentence in a more succinct way? Could I have added some cuts and transitions here? There are so many ways to improve the quality of your content. And as a content creator, ultimately, you are often going to be judged and get your results based off of the content you are creating. So you need to be constantly working, quite literally, to improve that content. And then last but not least, the 8th mistake that I see so many content creators making is just giving up too soon. It's going to be tough. If you began content creation in 2003, there weren't that many content creators. It was relatively easy to stand out. It was much easier to grow a following. If you started content creation in 2003, then you've had 20 years on social media and you've likely just organically reached a lot of people and grown a following in that time. But you can't go back in time and start then. So the only other option that you have is starting right now, today. And so I want to encourage you, if you are someone who has recently gotten started, don't give up. Just keep going. Just keep growing. Just keep posting. Just keep working on your craft and refining your skills, eventually you'll have a video pop off. Eventually, you'll have a post that goes viral. You'll meet that connection that brings you to the next level. You'll unlock that secret that helps you stay consistent. You'll figure out what your niche is. It's never going to be easy early on. We recognize that in pretty much every other area of life, it's not going to be easy early on. Your first day learning to speak a new language is probably not going to be very good. Your first day learning to play piano is probably going to be pretty trash. Your first day learning to play basketball is not going to be LeBron James and Michael Jordan level. But if you continue to practice, you will grow and you will get better. I know on social media, we are often after instant results. And one of the beauties of social media is that you can have great results without waiting 10 to 15 to 20 years. But with that being said, you're still going to have to wait a little bit. You're still going to have to wait at least a few weeks, if not a few months, if not maybe even a few years for the success you're looking for. But ultimately, the people who are successful as content creators are the people who just didn't give up. They didn't let the haters affect them. They didn't let their family and friends who doubted them affect them. They didn't let changes in engagement and the algorithms and the followers and the platforms, they didn't let that get to them. They just stayed consistent and they didn't give up on themselves. Thank you so much for listening today. If you are a new content creator, let me know which of these 8 tips did you find most beneficial? What is going to be your platform of focus moving forward? Are you sticking with TikTok? Are you going with YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, whatever it may be? Thank you so much for listening today. As always, happy networking.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.